Here, everybody in the Blue Ridge Hills and hollows around Schuyler, Virginia, was a Baptist in those days. Doris and her family were no different, Baptists through and through. One day, Ma and Pa would say, "You'll meet a fine Baptist boy who will marry you and give you a fine Baptist brood." At least that's what they expected, and they had no reason to expect otherwise. Until along came Earl. As any member of the Schuyler Baptist Church could have told you, Earl was a wild young buck, but nobody paid him or his roughneck friends or his suspiciously exuberant kinfolk much mind until Earl came calling on Doris. Now, Doris was 18 at the time. Earl was 2 years older. They reckoned they were old enough to do their own courting, but that's not how folks at the Schuyler Baptist Church had it figured. "You hear who is seeing young Doris?" they began whispering to one another behind politely cupped hands. And the answer, "No. Who?" And that would be answered in turn with the appalling gossip, "That rascal Earl, that's who." Could Doris's Ma and Pa possibly approve? Well, in fact, they did not. And to emphasize that fact, Doris's Pa took that fine Baptist girl aside one evening, and this is what he said. He said, "I can understand how you might take a fancy to this boy. Sometimes what's worst for us looks best. But there's one or two things you ought to know. First off, Earl comes from a family of sinners. They dance, and they sing, and they play card games. They carry on. The boy himself takes up where his kinfolk left off. He's been known to wager and to partake of intoxicating spirits. Worst of all, when he ought to be in church with the rest of us on Sunday mornings, he's been seen with a fishing pole heading for the creek." Doris's Pa summed it up this way: "I've told you these things so you'll understand. So you'll understand why I am forbidding you ever to see that no-account Earl ever again." Doris nodded sadly and went to her room in tears. Next morning, Pa found the ladder at Doris's open window. She and outlaw Earl had eloped. Doris's Ma was most upset of all. The girl had disgraced the family, she said, further declaring that she would never speak to her daughter again. Well, everybody knew Doris's Ma would go back on that promise. But nobody thought the elopement would last. It lasted, in fact, till death did them part, 49 years later. Doris and Earl now are together once more in a little cemetery in the mountains where weeds and wildflowers play. For once upon a Blue Ridge serenade near 80 years ago, there was a wild young man who got tamed to a point by the love of a fine Baptist girl. You see, Earl said so long to his roughneck friends, and he got baptized. He joined the Schuyler Baptist Church. He even took an oath never to gamble or drink and lived up to it for the rest of his life. And he and Doris had 8 children, by the way. 8 of them. Called their oldest son Earl Jr. Earl Hamner Jr. Who one day went to Hollywood to tell a family story that you may have thought was made up. But now you've met John Boy's real mama and daddy, Doris and Earl. A Blue Ridge Romeo and Juliet who wrote their own happy ending, the Depression-era parents that the entire world came to love as the Waltons. Only now you know the rest of the story.